What's happened over the past, I suppose, week this has been happening now is very, very disturbing. And I just want to, I have not been targeted myself, Donna Marie, just to make that clear. But I know a fellow councillor, Councillor McMenamin, has been targeted. And I have been in contact with Councillor McMenamin to offer my support and checked in on her to make sure, you know, she knows that I have, she has my support and she's not facing this alone. But as you say, it is concerning. We only have three councillors here in Donegal, which is extremely low. I think it is the lowest in the country, you know, but when things like this happen, obviously, it's concerning, and anyone that is considering putting themselves forward might be concerned about this. But as far as I'm aware, Donna Marie, this is one individual, and the calls have been reported to the Gardaí, and hopefully he will be caught, because it's persistent. It's harassing nature, you know, and quite obviously very inappropriate sexual, you know, comments being made to the councillors, which obviously is very disturbing. But us as a role as public representatives, you know, obviously that's the way that people reach out to us. They need to reach out to us, you know, but this individual is using that to harass and intimidate female public representatives. Myself, I've always had call screening on my phone. Basically, it allows callers to identify themselves before the call actually comes through. And just after I was elected, I did feel quite uneasy with having my address available online. I think today, you know, we have so many other methods of communication that there's no need for addresses to be displayed on council websites. And even this week, in light of this, I did write to the Electoral Commission, because, again, addresses appear on the ballot paper as well. So it is concerning. I know the AILG have been very, very good in their communication and their advice that they're giving us. But, of course, it is extremely, extremely disturbing, you know. But I don't want the actions of one individual to frighten any woman away from public life, you know. This isn't normal. It's not acceptable. And it should never be treated as something that women should tolerate as part of their job serving their local community.
And we do have the talk every election time about there needing to be equal representation in the chambers, both on a local level and a national level. And often we hear, you know, that, well, women do have the same opportunity. They can put their name on the ballot papers just as much as a man can. But in an incident like this, you see that there is a difference, because so far not one male councillor has come forward to say that he's been affected by this.
No, it is. It is females being targeted, Donna Marie. There's no doubt about that. But as I say, this is not, you know, this is a very rare occurrence, I've been told. And as you say, we need more women to put their name forward for local government. You know, we have women from loads of different backgrounds, loads of different community, and they need to feel confident that they can stand for election and represent the people around them, you know. And any woman that's considering entering politics should know that their voices are very much needed. You know, their experiences are valuable in the council chamber, and, you know, they will have the support across local government and their fellow colleagues. I've no doubt about that. Like, women do make an enormous contribution to local government, and our democracy is stronger when women from all walks of life are represented. And I do understand that this is obviously a very upsetting situation, but as I say, it is one individual, and hopefully now they will be caught. The Gardaí obviously are paying close attention to this, and hopefully they will be caught. And that'll be an end to it all being well.